The fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee, Figgy Fig on the steel wheels, holding things down, and you as well. Appreciate you hanging with us on this Monday. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. You can text the show 713-572-4610. We'll go around the NFL here in a moment. Our question of the day, though, is what's something you treat like a sport that isn't a sport? This one from the 281. I believe they're saying mom-in-law hating is their answer to the question. And they provide some context saying, we are at Disney. I paid $80 for her to eat at a buffet, and she had about $10 worth of food.
Yeah, we got to put her in timeout. We got to put her in time. Especially, you know, you overpaying for everything at Disneyland, Disney World, Disney, whatever it may be. And she ate $10. She ate an eighth of what he paid. And we're probably even less than that, honestly. Nah, she got to put grandma on timeout, please.
I think that's what he was saying was his answer for his sport was hating his mother-in-law. Figgy, I'm glad that wasn't your answer.
Nah. I love my mother-in-law.
There you go.
Good answer.
There you go.
She could do nothing wrong.
And one other one I'll reference right now from the 713, the old school game of 6 degrees of separation to Kevin Bacon, where you could name any actor and connect them within 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah, I remember that being a thing back in the day.
It was a thing.
He's done so much. And 281 says lawn mowing. So there you go. Figgy, get on the horn. Yeah. You got your guy.
Figgy know about that lawn mowing, man.
Yeah. All right, let's go around the NFL. Unfortunately, we have to start with some sad news. Or potentially, I mean, it is sad news. Hopefully, it doesn't get any worse. But former Houston Texan Brian Braman announced over the weekend that he has been diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of cancer and started a GoFundMe, started with the goal of $25,000 to help pay for his medical expenses. So far, last time I checked, I'm sure it's even more now, but he has raised over $80,000, and J.J. Watt donated $10,000. A handful of former teammates donated money for Brian, but J.J. Watt was the one of the most notable at $10,000. So sad news, but hoping the best for Brian. I don't know exactly what type of cancer, but it was just described as being rare and aggressive, which obviously does not sound good. So I mean, we send our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, anytime that C word is attached to an illness for anyone, it doesn't matter. I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but whatever kind of cancer it is, it's a serious deal.
Absolutely,
it's going to be the fight of someone's life.
For sure,
I'm sure we've all known someone, whether it be a family member, a friend of a friend, been close to someone that's had it. I know I have had someone very close in my life that has dealt with cancer, and it's a serious issue. So we definitely wish Brian the best, him and his family.
Yeah,
it's hard on everybody.
Sure is.
Yeah,
we're pulling for you, Brian. He just turned 38. I went
super young, man.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So I went to my annual physical last week, and everything checked out okay. But the doctor said, I'm just going to give you a referral to go to a gastrointestinal whatever the doctor
specialist
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so she said there's been such a rise, and we don't need to get into conspiracy theories about why this is in recent years, but she was saying there's such a rise in colon and prostate cancer in younger people now in your 30s that you got to start getting checked earlier. And I was like, oh man, I didn't think I would have to start worrying about this. I'm in my heading towards my mid 30s.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I already have to start worrying about this. But yeah, it's
that's why. Because it used to be 50-ish.
Yeah. Then it came down to 45.
I'm hearing that's what
40,
I'm
hearing. And I'm now hearing they're 45 in your 30s.
Now. I'm hearing 45 now. I mean, the last time I had a checkup, sometime last year, doctor, and I asked about it, and I'm like, because I'm early 40s, and the doctor said, 45, between 45 and 50,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in there. So.
Yeah, it's we hope the best for Brian. But my point being, just in general, it seems like younger and younger people nowadays, cancer just becoming more prevalent, unfortunately. Yeah. So hopefully everything works out the best for Brian. And good to see former teammates stepping up and helping out.
Yeah.
Some more positive news involving the Texans. In fact, the current edition of the Houston Texans. But DeMeco Ryans, head coach of the Texans, had a name, had a street named after him. This was in his hometown, right? Was that where it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bessemer, Alabama.
Yep.
Big Bessemer.
Had a street named after him, and he was there for the ceremony, if you will, and this is what DeMeco himself said when they unveiled the street named after him.
I would like to start off just by saying thank you so much. What a humbling moment. What a memorable moment. You guys definitely shown out, big vessel. I guess I finally found the road to success. I am incredibly honored and humbled as to have a street named after me. This recognition means more than words can express. Thank you to everyone here who made this possible.
It's a corny line, but it's actually a pretty good line about finally found the road to success.
Road to success.
It's corny, but I like it. I think it plays well.
Congrats to Coach for that.
Absolutely,
that's a big deal, man. To have the place where you grew up and you've gone on to all this success, and then they name a street after you.
It's very cool.
I think that's still a big thing.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, salute to Michael Penix too, man. I think he got that before D'Amico.
Hey, you know what? I forgot. He sure did. That was like 2 weeks ago, right? That was recently.
Yeah, it was.
Was crazy.
It was one of my confessions last week. The fact that it was on the intersection with Martin Luther King Jr. We have gone too far in the sports world where we think Michael Penix making it to the NFL should be on the same level as MLK Jr.
Did he do something else that I'm not aware of? Michael Penix?
I don't think so, man.
I mean, good college player, yeah. But
Now, to be fair, I think he was in a smaller town, too.
Okay.
So they have more than one intersection. They gotta.
Yeah, I don't know why they picked that intersection.
Maybe they're projecting big things for him to come. I have no idea.
Yeah, but D'Amico definitely deserved this
one,
man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, salute to Bessemer, Alabama. I got family in Bessemer, Alabama.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, so okay. I've been there a few times.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. You could go check out his street.
Yeah,
now.
I'm gonna have to really go now.
Next time you go back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would be the guy? And honestly, I have to admit, I haven't kept up on this, so I don't even know in Houston if there are streets named after certain athletes in the city. I don't know. But who would be the guy in Houston?
I want to say George Foreman might have a street.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe in the Fifth Ward somewhere. I might have to double check, but I think he definitely have a street.
I would think there are, I mean, if we're going as far as like athletes.
Yeah, who should have a street named
after. But I'm saying there have been enough spectacular athletes that are either from here or the area or played for the teams that someone should have a street. I mean, am I wrong in thinking that?
No, and I think like
I don't think I'm wrong in that.
The Packers do it with Lambeau too. I think the way to do it, or the place to do it, is also right around that stadium too. That's the easy way. You don't give like Olajuwon a street. You know, I mean, all the stadiums pretty much down that, but you don't give them a street just next to Main Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there outside the arena,
that
maybe even a little
best.
Side street. Yeah, you give him a little one. He should if he doesn't already. I don't know. I'm terrible with street names. I'm terrible with geography. Terrible with directions. I'm not good.
Are you directionally challenged?
Absolutely. I use my GPS to go anywhere. But Olajuwon should have one outside of the arena. Or even like a little side street that the buses pull down to unload the players. He should have a street named after him there. I don't know if
If any Houston Rocket is going to have a street, yeah, Olajuwon should have a street.
For sure.
Yeah. Figgy, I mean.
Yeah, 100%. He probably would throw a statue in there too.
Yeah.
Why does he does not have a statue?
Yeah.
Why? Now that you mentioned that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, man. Maybe, I don't know if it's a money thing, and I'm not sure because it seems like you don't really see a lot of people with statues.
I'm not saying everybody has to have one.
Yeah.
He should have one.
No, definitely. I mean, 100%. Maybe put it in front of U of H or something.
So I'm sure that could be figured out.
Yeah.
Of all people.
I did just read a story, though, about a week or two ago about how much money it's costing the city of Houston to replace stolen street signs.
Oh, my goodness.
So
maybe he don't want a street.
Yeah.
I think a statue's better anyway.
Yeah, don't steal a street sign, man. Yo.
But people do that, though.
Yeah. They actually had that issue in Cleveland. So Bone Thugs.
Really?
Bone Thugs and Harmony had their street.
Yeah.
East 99. Yeah, named after them.
Of course.
I want to say they stole like two of those street signs.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, folks just be hating.
They just want it, to hang up in the house.
Are y'all that big of a fan? There's still a street sign
I see. I think that's a hater move.
Yeah,
I think
really.
That's someone, because there's always going to be someone that's jealous or doesn't like you, even from your own city. We see it all the time, especially with rappers. We see that all the time. I think that was a hater move, honestly. I really do.
My friend. Oh, go ahead. Finish.
No, I was going to say, I don't know what's happening in Houston with the street signs being stolen.
I don't know.
I have no idea there, but yeah.
My friends and I, we tried to steal a street sign once growing up, and someone called the cops on us.
See, Luke, you're part of the problem, man. Yeah. you were part of the
problem. See, that's why we can't have nice things.
That's why we don't have nice things.
Don't worry. We did not get very far, and two cop cars came rolling in. And we're like, oh, shoot.
So how far into the process did you actually get? Like,
not very far at all. We did not have the proper tool. We did not realize how difficult it would be.
Were you like 13, 14?
We were just able to drive. We were 16.
Okay, so
like bored kids with a license. Yeah. Like, let's go. And so we did not have the proper tools. So then we're like, all right, the pole was a little wobbly. We're like, let's just take the whole thing out of the ground and we'll take it back home and like figure
it out. Are you serious?
Yeah. So
that was the plan.
So we bent it a little bit. When the cops came, they said, like, you have to fix this sign. We're like, all right. And we tried to like put it back upright, and they just let us off with a warning. You know, they didn't give us a ticket or anything or fine.
Now, do you think someone actually called the cops, or were they just kind of in the area?
No. Okay. It was like a quiet side street. Uh-huh. Nobody was around. A neighbor must have saw.
So you got narked on.
Miss
Susie was looking out the window.
Yeah.
Miss Susie snitching. Yeah. You know she's snitching.
For sure. Ray on YouTube said Bone Thugs was my first really favorite group. This allows me to then name drop. I was once on stage with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Really?
For a concert. Yeah, they're pretty cool guys.
Now, how did that happen?
We put on a when I was working in baseball, we put on a concert.
Uh-huh.
We had Juvenile, then Bone Thugs and Harmony, and then Nelly. And it's funny because as we went higher up in the headliners, the worse they became. Like, Juvenile was the coolest dude ever. I love that guy. Bone Thugs, they're pretty cool too. Nelly, complete jerk.
Really?
I hate Nelly. Yeah, he's another one. He's just like Joey Chestnut.
What did he do?
Nelly.
Was he just kind of arrogant?
So you couldn't go anywhere near him. He had like his, not even security, just his people always around him.
Now, when was this? Like
2018?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that was recent.
That was very recent, yeah.
Yeah. So
he wasn't even hot like that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But you know what legacy at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, he still tours a lot too, though.
He do.
Like, he's still kind of out there. You know what I mean? Like, he
a legacy at.
He got back with Ashanti.
Yeah.
Which I was not happy about, but
turned it into a documentary. But no, not a fan of Nelly anymore. I loved his music growing up.
I would have never guessed he was on stage with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
And that's wild, though. That's wild.
I got all sorts of videos and photos. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Because I was doing media. We put on a concert, but I was the media guy, so I was getting footage and everything. And Juvenile was like, no problem. Like, I was literally at the front of the stage with him. He did not care. Bone Thugs, they were like about halfway on the stage. Don't come all the way up to us on the microphone. I was like, all right, that's fine. Stay back towards the DJ. Nelly was like, nope, don't come anywhere near the stage. You can't be up here.
So now you're filming. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but they were cool. Bone Thugs were cool. I was
Nelly was not having it, huh?
No, he was a jerk. Yeah. I don't like Nelly. And Juvenile was the man. Love Juvie.
Juve.
Last thing on Around the NFL. Let's get this in real quick because we shouldn't dance on someone's grave, so to speak. But the Cowboys, Kevontae Turpin got arrested for two misdemeanor charges. The Cowboys actually were having a pretty quiet offseason. And then we get this news about Turpin, who is kind of one of those.
It's the Cowboys. It's always something.
Kind of like a feel-good story for the Cowboys. A likable guy, Turpin, and he gets arrested over the weekend. So there you go. The Cowboys back in the news.
It's always something with the Cowboys. I mean, even if they're having a quiet, you're right. It has been a quiet offseason. Honestly, how many quotes have we had from Jerry Jones recently? I don't think there's been many. I
haven't heard from him in a while.
There's usually something coming from Jerry Jones. But, you know, someone getting arrested kind of fits the Cowboys' MO.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It just does.
And I think it was a speeding thing initially. He was going 97 in a 70. And then also had a pistol in plain view, the officer said. Oh, and they found marijuana.
Yeah, there was some marijuana
on
him.
So, it was a domino. It was a few things tied into that. So, we'll see what happens there. Hey, speaking of football, Pro Football Focus put out their ranking of the top 10 coaches currently in the NFL. Where should D'Amico fit in? We'll get to that next in the loop.